Sometimes we have to let go of the idea that we had in our mind of what we want. Because sometimes what we think that we want is not always necessarily what we need. Or sometimes what we think we need at the end of the day is not always necessarily what we want. Whichever way you want to look at it, the end result ends up being the same. I'm going to share with you an example. I dreamt of becoming a defense lawyer and a crime scene investigator. Now, that was the wounded part of me that had so much injustice, that just wanted fairness, that wanted things to be put right, to find things in my life that was that happened to me that I didn't always necessarily have all the answers to. And I didn't realize how my old wounds were actually dictating and influencing my career decisions. I mean, your career decision is tremendous because we spend at least 70, 80% of our lives in our career, right? So this is a pretty important path for us to choose and to choose consciously, to choose wisely. Because what we invest in that, that is what we invest into our future. And if you had to tell me as a teenager or in my early 20s that I would be an author and a speaker talking here to you right now, I would have thought, you're fucking nuts. You've lost your mind. So here I am. Here I am. You lost your mind a bit. No, I did not. What happened was that I finally woke up to what it is that I really, truly wanted. I was so fixated on this idea of thinking, wow, people respect lawyers, people respect, you know, people who work at the police force, and I will be respected. I will have, you know, some level of authority, which is all that inner child that never had power, that was never respected, that was never listened to. And here I am trying to create and choose a career that would give me that. Instead of, and what I realized was as I went into my 20s, and I actually started my healing journey, I started to heal these wounds. And you know what? Becoming all this, you know, the lawyer and the crime scene investigator, all these type of things, I was even studying for it. I studied for it. It dropped away. I just woke up one day and I'm like, I don't want to do this. This is not what I want. I want to help people the way that I've helped myself. And there was the flame. There was the flame, there was the passion, there was the drive, and I went for it. I absolutely went for it. So I rewrote my life, and I'm thankful that I did, because I would have lived a life that would have been basically dictated and motivated from a very old pain point in my childhood. It would not necessarily have been a real, true, authentic path. And I say true, authentic path because at the end of the day, let's pretend that maybe there is a wound that is causing you to choose a certain career path or a certain path. It doesn't have to be professional. But there's something that's unresolved that is influencing the decisions that you're making. Now, you have to ask yourself, what would I get if I succeeded in this career or this desire that I have, right? What in me would it fulfill? What would it allow me to feel in my life that I cannot feel without it? Now, the answer to that question, imagine now you healed that, or you resolved that, or you addressed that. Now, ask yourself the question again. Would I still want to do that job? Would I still want that career? Would I still want to get involved with whatever it is, the goal, relationship, whatever? I think you might find a very different answer. So guys, there you have it. I would love for you to really feel into that, grapple with it a little bit, because there's a lot of power in that. And my intention for sharing that with you is to help you to live an authentic life that is aligned with you the way that I have changed my life. And listen, it's just an invitation. Do with it as you want. And also remember, if you want to learn how to release and shift these blocks in your life, join me in my Mat Level 1 course. You know, it's a 2.5-day workshop. You're going to learn how to shift trauma and blocks and self-sabotage and secondary gains in your life with ease and with grace. Or if you want to learn how to understand messages in your body, come to my Intuitive Body Workshop. You know, I wrote all these books, you know, Metaphysical Anatomy, 679 Medical Ailments, and the Psychosomatic Stress of That for Adults. So we have the kids version as well. So come join me. It's so much fun. You will learn so much as well. And keep asking your great questions. And until next time. So guys, there you have it. Also remember to subscribe to my channel, stay up to date. And also I have a free MAC membership website where we have so many courses up there. There's meditations, there's workshops, whatever you need, it's there. There's so many wonderful webinar replays as well that you can benefit from and also to observe and to learn from. Guys, also remember that I have written 18 books, 18, 1-8. And one of many among them are Metaphysical Anatomy and Psychosomatics for Children. So this one is the Psychosomatics for Adults. This one is the Psychosomatics for Kids. So these books are super popular. People love it. If you want to learn more about how your body works, understanding messages behind it, you know, maybe you have that gnawing pain or maybe an ailment that's surfacing and you want to understand what is it that your body is trying to tell you. Guys, these books are going to be absolutely invaluable to you. You can find it at yvettebooks.com where you will also find all my other 18 books. And guys, also remember to keep asking all these great questions. I love to answer your questions at Ask Yvette, where we discuss, you know, life conundrums and, you know, life challenges and just answer questions perhaps where you feel, you know, quite stuck in your life. I would love to share my perspective with this and to help you to resolve perhaps certain pain points that you might be having in your life as well. So guys, remember to stay in touch. There's so many great things that's happening. And also something really awesome is that this book is already also in video format. So imagine 679 medical elements in video format and with also with meditations and healing courses, workshops, masterclasses, everything behind that in our Platinum membership site. So guys, remember to check that out. There is so many great things happening there. So see you there.